die.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground.
So if you're not the king, but you're the hand of the king or on the council, is that not the middle ground?
No, you still die.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
I was just hoping to make it on the council. Now I'm kind of fucked. I guess most of the hands of the king do die.
That's true. Yeah. Nice die-cast throw-in, by the way, Chris.
Well, yeah. Did you get it right? You actually got that.
Die-cast? Yep. I got it last week. It was Suicide Silence.
Yes, it was.
The week before was Pardon Me, Devil. We're getting this game down.
I'm actually surprised you got that, Roddy.
Boston metal band.
True. Damn. Okay, so we've torn up the outline today, and we're going to do one simple thing. We're going to give... We all went and saw Detective Pikachu together, and that's all we're going to talk about for the next hour and a half.
Best movie ever.
Yes, enjoyed it. Especially the part where everyone died. Well, that's different.
And Ash died, and then Pikachu cried on him, and then he came back to life.
Sad.
It was magical.
Okay, none of us saw that movie. This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
And I'm Chris.
Woo! Oh, I thought we fired Rody last week. Chris, what happened?
Well, he snuck back in somehow because he's gigantic.
I was in the attic the whole fucking time.
Hmm.
It was really hot up there.
Hmm. Yeah, it really kind of is. Like, I don't have any fans or nothing up there. I need some ventilation.
We just drilled a hole in Jason's roof and just put a mic cable up there now.
Yeah, you have a couple of speed holes up in your roof now, though.
I did find a long time ago when I told you the story of doing the air vent and going back and forth and all that problems I was having with the air, did find a Miller Lite can up there. Not mine. So
really?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
So let's listen to our favorite podcast from our favorite host, Mr. Michael Harper.
I hope I won.
Hello, and welcome to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. My name is Michael Harper. This week, we're brought to you by Kombucha. Kombucha. Have you ridden the booch?
I have.
On last week's episode, it was just Jason and Chris, and I'll tell you, that was just all right. Damn. No one was missed. The show was great.
Damn.
And everything is fine. Jason and Chris got to know one another.
Yes, we did.
Asking very pertinent questions about what are you most proud of. And it was good to know that Chris is a good guy.
Not me.
We're not surprised by this. But I like it. Aww. I like knowing this. I like being reminded of this. The boys also talked about Avatar movies, Disney, something called loot boxes.
Yep.
And I think there was a DLC.
Yep.
There's a lot of terms that Jason and Chris use on Casually Lit that, if I can editorialize for a moment.
Sure.
There are a lot of terms that Jason and Chris use on the Casually Lit show that I only recognize from Reddit. And they're subreddits that I see in all that I scroll past and recognize, you know, that bit in Parks and Recreation where Perd Hapley says no, but it has the cadence of a joke? You know that bit.
Yes.
That's how I am sometimes listening to the Casually Lit show.
We're over
and
his head.
Being on Reddit. Casually Lit, I think, is like an audio Reddit.
Holy shit, I think is where we're getting to.
Where they'll talk about video games and the Games of Thrones and the loot boxes and the PlayStation 4s and the Spider-Man and Spider-Verse and DLC. There's a subreddit called Subbubby. S-B-U-B-B-Y. I feel like that is kind of, you know, niche. Or not niche, but like that's where Casually Lit could go, I think. I think that there's some overlapping Venn diagrams there. I had to ask Jason what DLC was, I think.
Yes,
was that download later content? There was this part of this whole conversation about video games.
That's not wrong.
Nope. I like that better.
Bikini Bottom Twitter is great on Reddit.
Bikini? Oh.
I enjoy that. Bob. Well, this week's joke of the week is taking a week off.
Damn.
I'm going to take a week off of joke of the week. Because I can't remember and I didn't write it down, and this is super last minute. I'm sorry, Jason. I love you. Let's see what the boys have for us this week. Thank you so much for listening to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. I'm Michael Harper, and as always, we're hashtag triggered by Chris.
I never missed rugby talk so much.
Well, I thought me and Chris did one that would make him feel better about everything. I didn't know we were that. I thought we kind of strayed a little away from the nerdy, but I guess not.
Apparently not, Michael.
Did you listen to it?
Not yet.
Oh, well, you'll get to know me and Chris. I Googled 20 That's questions.
What worries me.
20 questions to get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I started going through those questions. It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
There were some really personal ass questions.
Chris, where would you hide the body?
What's your answer? Up your butt.
Well, I'm not Ant-Man.
See, that is how you get to know Chris, because I know that he's telling the truth.
That's true. Everything goes up the butt.
Exactly. That was good. Good questions.
Anyways, now that that is out of the way, let's talk about Game of Thrones. Just kidding.
Did you hear about the new DLC for Game of Thrones?
No, I did not. Is that the download later content? Yeah, I told him it was downloadable content. And then I explained to him how they just sell it to you later. Just an extension of the game. They sell it to you later for, you know, markup pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
But is this where you make Michael a t-shirt that says, you got?
You got. Gotten. You got gotten. So this first beer that we're going to talk about today, we talked about beer for 15 seconds last week. So we didn't ignore it, but it just didn't really get brought up. It's hard to read. I can't read this beer because it's so 3D.
You got to squint.
Is the camera on, Chris, or no?
Yeah.
Here, hold that up to the camera, please, sir. Show them that it's 3D.
No, you got to do it back and forth, Chris. Zoom in, yeah. Zoom out.
So we're drinking the 3D IPA from Community Brewing. This is a place that our good buddy, the host of Casual Late, used to work at. What this is, it's a small batch 3D IPA, and the reason we're having trouble reading it is because the can is 3D. But luckily, it comes with 3D glasses. It is a triple IPA, which our first experience ever with triple IPA, well, I think mine was with Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's recently, I think it's recently become a thing. More and more are doing it. I feel like Wade and Sean were the first in this area for me to, I don't know, could be wrong. Good job, Division Brewing. So this is holy Jesus. It's strap on your 3D glasses and get ready for a heck of a happy ride. This triple IPA features six of the most flavorful and aromatic specialty hops from the Yakima Valley. Yakima? Y-A-K-I-M-A?
Oregon.
Oregon. Cashmere, Idaho 7, Citra, Centennial, Simcoe, and Mosaic. A clean malt backbone, it's very malt.
Sorry, Washington.
It's very malt heavy. I can tell by it's caramel. Dark caramel. A clean malt backbone yields to dominant flavors of kiwi, cantaloupe, and honeydew melon coming at you from all dimensions. Go fuck yourself. There is none of that in there for me. Cantaloupe?
It's weird that they put that at the end, though.
That bothers the hell out of me. Like, it makes me feel like I'm not a good person.
Because you don't get honeydew and cantaloupe?
Like, oh, I don't get... Well, actually, there's... Okay. Okay. Touche. There's definitely a... That's cantaloupe's not citrus.
Do you rescind your fuck you?
No. I get so mad when somebody's like, the denotes of Greek blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't get none of that shit. Just throw it down.
Take that, Ryan Martin.
I don't get it. Yeah, it's kind of true. He's kind of better than me. Him and Zach and David and you and everybody on planet Earth except for me.
All the certified beer pourers out there.
I'm just over here like, this shit's bitter and I think it's cool.
you notice how this is sweeter? I don't like that. Take that away.
There's definitely some weird... It's not just a straight up IPA bomb.
Well, I did put it in the microwave before I got here, so...
The old microwave, the IPA.
Well, I wanted to force age it, so.
That helps one of the 3Ds come out, microwaving it.
That's actually why you can't read the label, because it's burnt.
I really hope that people, like, go by this label and like, God, I can't say it. What the fuck is that? And just walk off.
People just instantly start vomiting when they start trying to read it.
Was the 3D glasses in a plastic sleeve?
No, so they have it rubber band to the 4-pack.
That's... yeah. Gross. But I can't really speak. I actually went to Six Flags this weekend with our buddy Jesse.
Oh, really?
I actually had a great weekend. So Caitlin, awesome. The kid, took off. And I pulled up to my driveway. It's like weekend by myself. Stepped out of my car. And my back goes... It's like, you gotta fucking be kidding me. I was so mad. I was like, this is not fair. So we came by myself, and me and Jesse were going to hang out at that point. I'm not sure if I knew I was going to Six Flags or not, but got out of the car, and sure enough, back was like, done. So then I had to mop the house, clean the house, get ready for Mother's Day. Took three times as long as it should have. And I had to do all my chores and everything. But anyways, yeah, we went to Six Flags. That was fun. Which, you know, they say when your back hurts, you're not supposed to sit still.
That's true. You're supposed to get on the Texas Giant. Yep. Let's shake the fuck out of you.
Well, I got lucky because, well, one, I get motion sickness now and just came with old age. But I got lucky because Jesse's not a huge fan of those big rides. I was like, oh, thank you. I would have rode him with him, absolutely.
Pussy.
But, God. But we, but so we just rode the little ones and I was fine with that. And we rode the... Where I was going at was we rode this Justice League ride.
You rode the teacups?
Yes. And you have to wear 3D glasses and shoot things.
Is that the Marvel one?
It's DC.
Oh, it's DC? Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Six Flags is all that's DC.
True. WB.
Felt like it. I was out of my...
Out of your league?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to be here.
Out of your Justice League?
Yeah. AT&T owns part of Six Flags, by the way, everyone. Because WB, AT&T owns WB. Just never-ending tunnel of despair.
So it's like an on-rail shooter type thing?
Yeah, it's a little roller coaster. It pulls up to a screen, and all you get to all shoot at it. It's pretty cool. Keeps up with your scores. You get to see who's the high score. Jesse was high score every time. But he also has a season pass, and he's pretty badass at that game, so whatever. It was pretty awesome, yeah, and I was glad he took me. It was bring a friend free, so he got to take me for free.
Oh, nice.
And we made Blake pay...
Of course.
Which, you know, in hindsight, I'm like, I probably should have gave Blake some money, but I broke. I have a baby.
No. Do I get some funnel cakes, too?
No. No. We ate at a barbecue place, and I had some chicken strips and waffle fries.
In Six Flags?
Yeah.
Would that run you about $22?
Well, if you notice, my kid's not here anymore, so he's gone. I had to give him up.
Well, yeah.
It's like, I'd like to eat here. Here's my firstborn. I bet I had a fucking heart. It was $21 for like a handful of waffle fries and four or five chicken strips.
Did that come with a drink?
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry. It was extra. With no refills. If you want the refills, you need to buy the $20 cup.
Oh, yeah. The souvenir glass.
$20.
But then you can go to any place and get that refilled.
You have got to go to Six Flags at least three times to pay for all this stuff. My goddamn, there's just no way.
It's like an amusement park movie theater. They get all their money on concessions.
Apparently. Well, I don't know, because Blake's ticket costs $80 to get in the door.
What?
Single? $80 now?
Yeah. Whew.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's like, well, Connor.
I feel bad for my daughter. We're never going anywhere.
I'm gonna tell you stories about it. I'll do that that video that went viral where the dad put the daughter in the laundry basket. Mm-hmm. That's my plan. I'll be like, this is what it would be like.
Wait, imagine.
To be honest, it's fine. Like, so Blake should have bought a season pass instead of just a... It would have been cheaper for him to buy a season pass.
Yeah, because it's like the admission of two... Yeah. Like, it'd be like $160 for like all season or something like that.
I think it was like 50.
What?
Yeah, it didn't make sense. Wow. It didn't make any sense, man. And we got lucky, too, because it rained until 1 o'clock. Jesse had to go to a graduation, came here about 2. But I guess everybody was like, it's raining, we're not going. And if you don't go early, you're not getting your money's worth. You know, right. Stay all day.
Right.
So it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that crowded.
Nice.
Yeah. We got, longest we stayed in line was maybe 15 minutes. So it was pretty cool. Got a overall good weekend. And then Mother's Day was another explosion in my house.
Nice.
We had brunch here again.
Ooh.
10 people.
What'd you make?
We had a taco bar, breakfast taco bar.
Oh, very nice.
Yep. What about you guys? What did y'all do?
Mother's Day was the all Jay and Misty and the kids were supposed to come over, but the kids were sick and Misty was sick too. So
just Jay.
Yeah.
So it's a regular weekend for them.
No, Jay didn't come over. We're doing it this Sunday, I do believe.
Until he gets sick again.
Doing a makeup.
It's illegal to do that.
Wait, Jay's wearing makeup again?
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Going around walking in malls.
So, Mother's Day. Oh, and you had no internet, right? Did you get it back on Mother's Day or no?
No, we got it back Monday morning. Yeah, because it was Friday night. We had all those storms come through. And it was Saturday morning about 5:30. This thunderclap just blew me basically right out of bed. Well, not right out of bed, but it woke me up and everything just shut off. It came back on, but it completely fried our AT&T box. And so they sent out a new router, of course, not an AT&T box. We got the internet back from that, but we had no TV. And they just came back today and gave us a box.
Damn!
Yeah.
What'd your mom do at the Sci-Fi Channel for 3 days?
She missed Sharknado 12.
She went crazy.
Did you...
Urge to Kill, no, Rising. Just,
So did you read a book during the no technology phase?
Actually, I did. I read a... Still reading a...
Brown Bear book. Doesn't care.
What'd you say?
Brown Bear doesn't count.
I've always wondered if erotic stories count. I mean, technically you're reading.
You mean Fifty Shades of Grey?
Yeah. It's like...
Or Jay.
Reading really dirty stuff, but I'm reading it.
That's true. I love these romantic novels.
Or when people say you never read, and I'm like, I read at least 10 to 12 articles that are probably poorly written and terrible a day. Does that count?
Right, he penetrated my sex.
I had to read out loud. When I was the foreman of the jury, that was the first time I'd read out loud since probably high school. Super uncomfortable. It's like, whoa, like reading out loud to everybody. It's like, cool. Plus, it was charges and legal jargon. I was like, oh, don't fuck this up.
Right.
And he's guilty.
It's like, I know how to read, but why can't I say this?
Yeah, I was like, I told everybody, I was like, I haven't read out loud since 2002, probably. So she goes, you're doing fine, because they're all teachers. How was your Mother's Day, Rhodey?
It was good.
Oh, you, like me, had your first Mother's Day.
That's true.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah. I got Lisa a box of Tiff's Treats.
Nice.
Did you do you listen to Lex and Terry? Not this year. They do all those Tiff Treats and Sherry's Berries and all those special pricing stuff.
Do you listen to Russ Martin?
Oh, there you go. It is on there too, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fucking every single commercial break.
Tiff, yep. It's so funny. Like, are you late? Can you not get to Mother's Day fast enough? Go to Sherry's Berries, enter the code Lex and Terry, and you'll get 40 pounds of strawberries for $3.
She'll love you for it until you got to throw it all away.
It's so gross. So Tiff Treats, those are good, though. You did good. Is that all you?
Well, Friday we went and hung out with Dirk and Alexa.
Never heard of them. Are they cool?
They're okay. They're okay people.
Yep. I know, too, and it sucked. So the reason I didn't even text y'all, well, I should text during the day, but I was, like, figuring my stuff out, and then I hurt my back, and I was like, I don't even want to talk about it. I would have met up with y'all if I hadn't just...
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Cool spot. We went to Celestial Beer Works in Dallas. You'll have to go there. They had, like, 14 beers, I think, on tap. All but three were IPAs.
Oh,
or pale ales. So
that's my heavenly spot, which we're about to drink this super cloudy. Holy Jesus!
And they're a brew pub, so you can get cans to go.
Yeah. So is this not a crowler?
So it's a crowler that they had already filled. Like they make four packs that's of funny. Certain beers, so, and they have labels for all of them.
So they're getting around it. Good job. So y'all had a good time?
Yeah, it was good. We had fun. We had my mom come in and watch family while we try to be adults for once.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, and then Saturday we just did a bunch of running around, and Sunday we watched Mary Poppins.
The new one?
The new one.
Was that good?
Eh.
Did you buy it on Blu-ray? I bet you did.
No,
you?
I Redboxed that.
Good.
There's a new Mary Poppins?
You didn't? Goddamn, where you at, Chris? It's a sequel.
You know about Pikachu, but you don't know about Mary Poppins?
Well, of course.
It's Emily Blunt, too.
Yeah.
She's freaking cool.
Super weird.
Was it singing and everything? Still, oh, yeah. Like, musical?
The whole, oh, yeah.
We.
Woo! But I also rented the new Spider-Man movie, too. The Into the Spider-Verse.
First time watching that.
Pretty cool.
Should have. I have my copy from Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's true.
You keep forgetting to bring your hard drive.
This is true.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't bad. I'm lying. It wasn't bad.
The animation was really cool. The comic booky kind of nature of it.
And I know. It sucks, though. So I can. It's like when I try to whine about that, I immediately get called racist or sexist because I don't like Miles or Gwen.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that's not what it's about.
It's just personal preference.
There can't be other Spider-Man, Jason. You racist piece of shit.
Yeah, you don't like Spidey Porker?
Spidey Porker?
It's like Spider-Man's the only character that has 1,900 versions. There's only Wolverine has the problem. Him and Wolverine have the same problem. Batman kind of does, too. Superman, I guess. It's like all the popular ones. Oh, we need to have 47 versions of this character. It's like, man, I just want to have my Spider-Man, okay?
What's the movie that's coming out soon that's pretty much if Superman was a bad person?
Oh, the anti-superhero movie?
It's badass.
The Bright something?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Light Bright. It's about the pegs and the lights light up.
Shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
If you get too close, you'll go blind.
That looks so scary.
And then you get close enough, you snap the neck.
You're right. It's Bright something.
Bright Burn.
See? Bright Burn.
Yeah.
They released a Red Band clip.
Ooh, some DLC.
It's a clip where the waitress is waiting the tables at the diner,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Bad Superman comes in there. Somehow the fluorescent lights, those long tubes that everybody had at their school, one of them pops and goes in her eye, and she pulls it out.
Dude.
It was hard for me to watch this clip. I was like, whole... This is the clip they released.
So it's a hard R.
Yes. I was like, dear God. Like, she's staring at the light, it pops. She's like, ah, starts screaming, covers her hand. I was like, okay, this is dark. Way worse than... And then she like, opens her eye and tries to force it open with one hand and pull the glass out with the other. I was like, I cannot watch this. It's like, holy crap. Graphic.
What is this, Hostel 4?
And then she gets it out, and she turns around, that little evil-ass Superman staring at her like, I'm about to kill you.
She thought that was bad.
It's like, holy shit, little evil-ass Superman. That movie looks great, though. I'm down for it. I mean, I won't get to see it in theaters, because when you have a baby, that theaters are gone.
That's true. Unless it's Endgame.
Well, when they were gone, I was like, I'm going to go see a movie. I was like... That movie's 3 hours long. That's 3 hours of time that I could get something done.
That's true.
It's like, well, there goes that. Bye, time.
Yeah, when we went to watch it, we watched it on a Sunday. So my mom was watching Finley.
Oh.
We had to make sure it was a matinee. Because we were like, she goes to bed at 7, so it can't be anything after 4, because then it's going to be past her bedtime, and then it's going to be a terrible night. And
yeah.
So we're like, the 1 o'clock showing. Perfect.
4? Yeah, 1 to 4. Although I did buy the earliest. Spider-Man's on July 2nd, which you've all seen that trailer now. Have you watched trailer yet since you...
So awesome!
It's going to be so badass.
It's going to be so weird because I thought it was before Endgame, but it's actually after.
Yep, right after. Which, still trying not to spoil anything, which I don't want to. But...
Happy hitting all over Aunt May.
Yeah. But, that movie's going to be... I don't know why. That's the best Spider-Man trailer I've ever seen.
Mm.
Destroys all of them, but
besides Spider-Man 3,
I don't remember what that trailer was.
The best one,
maybe
the one with Topher Grace.
Yeah, the movie wasn't great.
Topher Grace? You mean Tobey Maguire?
No, Topher Grace was Venom, dude. Jesus Christ, Chris.
Oh yeah,
Eric Foreman was Venom in your favorite movie.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. See,
I know we always have this talk.
Come on, Chris, don't try to out nerd me.
Thomas Hayden Church was Sandman, and all he did was cry about his little daughter. Oh, that fucking movie is so dumb.
I did it all for my daughter.
I can't.
I was going to say, did it all for the nookie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Marvel kind of does that a little bit, too. Oh, you know, humanize all of our bad guys. Oh, I'm just doing this so I can take care of my family. Shut the fuck up and just be bad.
Yeah, some people are just evil.
Some people just want to burn everything down.
Right. Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yes, especially cities and towns.
Yeah. Burn them.
Yeah, that's Amelia Clark.
We need an alarm bell.
Rewind that one.
It'd be so funny if every time you said something that you weren't supposed to say, your mic shuts off for 5 minutes like a penalty box. It's like, why can't I talk? Fuck.
I did it again. God damn it.
Oh, man. But no. Yeah, so y'all both enjoyed it? You both enjoyed Endgame?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Super good. I don't know where they're going from here, but
So when you left the theater... Well, I mean, I'm not. It sounds so dumb, but I was kind of screwed up for 2 days, just sitting there thinking about it. Like,
but evidently, we're gonna have the Asgardians of the Galaxy now.
I'm stoked about that. And if anybody gets mad at us right now, we're spoiling a little bit.
It has been like what 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, I mean it's the Spider-Man trailer spoils it, so
it's time to spoil it.
Anyways, yeah, the Asgardians of the Galaxy and. What sucks is I read it on the internet, and of course I don't know if you can trust it, but I read that Thor upped his contract and he's going to be in 4 more movies.
How? Really?
And I'm just like, fuck yes.
How much are they paying that man?
15, 20 million a movie. Hemsworth won't admit it, but think about this. What has he done besides crazy action movies?
Driven.
That was good. That's the only good movie he's been in. Like as far as script and emotional and like movie, like... Everybody's like, Jason, they're mad at me right now because I said good.
I'm kind of looking forward to Men in Black. It doesn't look terrible.
All right. Show's over, Chris. Would you shut it down? Let's
call it a night. Did you guys have a good time?
Rhodey, I'm going to need you to leave.
What do you mean Red Dawn was amazing?
Well, that's still the same kind of scenario. No, that Men in Black trailer looks... They're in the fucking car, and he's like, push the little button. I'm like, this is...
Oh, no, it's a total remake.
It's the fourth time we've seen this. Same scene.
But you have to do callbacks so everyone laughs.
Oh, I'm so tired of that business.
How could you forget about Snow White and the Huntsman?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, I'm excited. I'm not going to lie. I want to see the Men in Black. They were really good together in Thor, and they should be fine here. But it was just like watching... Another Men in Black and
Ghostbusters. He was the best part of Ghostbusters.
Still same concept though. I'm looking for, you know,
some rain.
Some kind of Legends of the Fall here. Something that where he has to be sad and cry and or fall in love. Channing Tatum has that deer where he plays Tyree in some movie. Still bad. And he also...
Saved the Last Dance.
Ooh, he's in that movie where, what's her name? Rachel McAdams forgets everything, Channing Tatum. And he has to, like, get her to re-fall in love with him, but she ends up with her ex. Oh, that's a fucking...
The 41st Dates? 51st Dates.
Very similar to that. But no, that movie's dark. Woo! Because they're, like, so in love for the first half of the movie. You're like, this is great. And then she's in a car wreck and forgets everything and gets back with her ex.
Yeah.
It's like, I like those dark ass movies.
Was it In the Heart of the Sea?
Maybe. Was that Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Because that is not it. It's with Rachel McAdams.
Is that where he's the Roman and he's going after the Golden Eagle?
That's a good movie too. Sort of.
What movie is that?
It is, and that's got a
Golden Eagle.
No, that movie has Michael Fassbender in it too, right? No.
I don't remember.
I don't care.
Is he also Magneto in that movie?
He's always Magneto.
So, Jason, real quick question.
Never heard of it.
Spoilers, can we do this?
Yeah.
For the movie?
Which movie?
Yeah.
Which Endgame. One are we talking about?
Endgame.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, so Gamora, she comes back, but never it's not her.
Right.
It is her. It's from her from 2014.
Well, yeah, but then she kind of like disappears, and like at the very end of the movie, Star-Lord has got that missing poster of her.
Yeah, he's trying to find her.
But she's already back.
Nope, she don't go back to her own timeline. Nope.
Oh.
Nope, she's running around somewhere with Nebula.
Yep, and has no idea that she's in love with Peter Quill.
That's why I was laughing, because they were talking about playing off of Star Trek. They were talking about, as Guardians of the Galaxy, the search for Gamora instead of the search for Spock.
Nice.
I was like, aha! I like it.
Nice.
I like it a lot. And that's where they were saying the next plot will probably be trying to track down that Gamora and then They said they needed Thor because apparently Adam Warlock, at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, they were creating Adam Warlock, and they said he's too powerful for anybody in the Guardians and that Thor can be equal with him. I'm more interested to see where they take old Captain Marvel with her short haircut that Rocket made fun of.
Yeah, that.
Hey, Peter Parker. That where are you going?
It's pretty terrible.
Oh, cheers to you, Brie Larson.
Coming back and saving everyone.
Sort of.
Sort of, yeah. So technically, is Thanos dead?
2014 yes. And 20 whatever. Technically, nobody's dead since the multiverse is a thing now.
Yeah, that's true, because everybody went into the...
No, I mean, they can just go in a different timeline and pull a different person out. It's not... They time travel is a thing now. Once you have time travel, everything...
Everything just goes by the wayside.
Game over. It's like, oh, I don't like the way this is going. Quickly, go back in time and get something to help us defeat this person. Oh, no, Peter Parker's dead. Quickly, go back in time and grab another Peter from a different timeline.
But this one's fat.
Yeah, Thor was fat.
That was another... just reading the articles about that. Like, people were like, oh, this is great. And then fat people were like, they're just making fun of us. I was like... I can't do the internet, man. Wow. I just don't like the internet. I don't like it. Someone got offended by that.
Because he was fat?
Yes. Because he was just playing video games and being fat. And they're like, that's what I do. And they're making fun of me. It's like, ah, Jesus Christ.
Specifically you.
That's just, woo.
They singled you out.
I listened to this thing. I'm talking about how everybody hates Game of Thrones now, which that is the cool thing to do right now, is completely just trash it and hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I listened to the rant that they did about how the mentality of people, and I was just like, oh, I like that. That everybody's always trying to force their ideas on everybody. And it was talking about not feeling whole. Like if you like something, somebody attacks it, and then you feel like they're attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they're not... And it was like, it's not letting your fandoms become your identity. I was like, it's very interesting.
Hmm. Well, so. You know, most people don't like the reality, so their
yep.
make-believe is what they want it to be.
Yeah. No,
escapism.
It's that, yeah. And then trolls, of course, because people also don't realize that, I don't know what the percentage is, but there's a lot of people that post that stuff that don't even mean it.
Yep.
They post it, and then when it's over, like, ha ha, this is my favorite episode, and they go back to their business.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great reaction.
Oh, it's so terrible. I just, yeah. Well, it's like when the Giants drafted a quarterback, and everybody's like, fuck the Giants. And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, those dudes get paid to make these decisions. I'm fine with it. I'm not getting paid to make that decision. I haven't watched 5 minutes of that dude's college tape.
No, what's better than the Jets owner or GM getting fired after the whole offseason?
Impeccable timing.
Stupid. Great. Fox.
And now their head coach is the interim GM? That's weird.
Who are they? The Lakers? Fire your president and make the...
No, that would be if they made Le'Veon Bell the GM.
Well, they made an agent their manager, and then he's the manager / GM now. / president of that's, operations.
That sounds like it's going to work.
He's an agent. He's Kobe Bryant's agent, too.
Perfect.
Rob Pelinka. But we got the fourth pick. Who cares? Boy, this podcast is everywhere. Let's talk about the second beer. Ready?
So this is one of the beers that I had over at Celestial Beer Works. It's their triple IPA. It's called Odysseus, and it is a 0 IBU.
Oh, my God. Why didn't I recognize the Trojan horse on this thing? Holy shit. Holy shit. I'm keeping this, and I can't believe you brought this to me.
It's great artwork.
No, we know how much I love Greek mythology, and this is amazing. There's the Trojan horse.
The Cyclops is on there, I think.
Yep, because Odysseus took that motherfucker down. I'd like for that to be Helen of Troy, but it's probably not. Where's the Cyclops?
I thought I saw that Cyclops on there.
I want him to be here. I'm with you. Damn. No, there's the... I don't know who the God of Wind is.
Oh, yeah. He's right there. just in the corner. He's hiding.
Ah, yeah, there he is. Going down, motherfucker, going down. Damn, that's badass. Yeah, Odysseus sailed across the sea, and then he gets taken down. But I more prefer the Odyssey.
Yeah. By Homer?
Instead of the Iliad?
Which one's the Attack of Troy? It's the Odyssey, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I more prefer. And also, do you know who played Odysseus in the movie Troy?
With Brad Hulk? Pitt?
Nope.
Chris Hemsworth?
Sean Bean. Mr. Ned Stark himself.
Nice.
He died in that too, didn't he?
No, because he goes on to the next one. He leaves the Battle of Troy and goes to sails the sea and then gets caught up in, you know, the shipwreck and all that crap.
Happens. Oh, and then so, he does.
Poor guy. No. Maybe. It's been a long time since I read the books. Plus, they're hard to read because they're translated from Greek and, woo!
Gotta read a lot of footnotes.
Like reading that, like the true, when you try to read true Tolkien, you're like, holy shit. Yeah. What the fuck?
Cimmerillion?
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? I've just picked up Game of Thrones and started reading it. I was like...
It's a lot of character development.
Big words.
How do you like that 1,400-page book?
I got through about half the first one, and I was like, yeah, I'm done.
I'm dedicated, Chris. I will fucking do it. What's weird is I'm Googling Troy now because I don't even believe myself, but I know I'm right. Ooh, 7.2 out of 10. Way to go, Troy. People hate that movie, and I love it. I haven't watched it in a while, though, but I love it. Although Brad Pitt's probably the worst part, and he's one of my favorite actors. He's so bad in that movie. Let's see. Full cast. Drum roll, please. And Achilles is Brad Pitt. I got that right. Orlando Bloom plays Paris.
Plays a bitch.
Sean Bean, Odysseus. Fuck yeah. Ned Stark himself, but yeah.
He dead.
No, he didn't. He does die and everything, doesn't he? Ned's dead. He lost his head. Ned's dead. He lost his head.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah. Nice. I'm a rapper, Chris. You know that. the whole podcast place knows that since I... freestyle. Anyways, this triple IPA is really good.
We should have the freestyle minute.
Nope.
In every podcast.
No. I'm good without it.
Chris just lays some sick beats and then you just start rapping for a full minute.
So if one of y'all will rap with me, I'm game.
Chris, that's all you, buddy.
I'm not a rapper. I'm more of an unrapper.
I'm the hype man.
You're the hype man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week we said the Galaxy Fold was dead. Did you guys know it's back? It's back.
Oh, it's back for the first time? Did they reinforce the hinge?
It's really,
did they fix it?
I didn't fucking read it. I didn't care. I just laughed. I'm like, it's back. It is coming back. And I was like, whatever. Y'all are fucking stupid. Y'all also want to know what else is fucking stupid? Hershey is, for the first time in however long...
Has it been bought by Disney?
Nope, they're redoing their candy bars.
How do you mean redoing?
The regular ass Hershey's chocolate bar. They're taking the letters off of it. You know, the little sections they had letters on them?
Right.
Guess what they're replacing it with, Rhodey?
Kiss?
Nope. Fucking emojis.
This is a bit, right?
Like, nope.
This is permanent?
Yep.
Are they doing the poop emoji for all of it?
No. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, aha, you lovely millennials. Which I am. You win again. Which we're not quite millennials. We're very close, though. We skate the line.
What wouldn't it have been easier to do for M&Ms? I don't
know. They're going Hershey's, man. Very upset. I was very like, I wouldn't. Upset's the wrong word, but.
That's a weird choice. Like, I remember getting Crunch Bars, and they had a promotion to where they had. It was for Major League Baseball.
I was wrong, too. First time in history.
Oh, okay. That's terrifying.
Yep.
And you didn't know what team you were getting. You would open it up, and it would have, like, the Texas Ranger logo on it, or it would have, like, the St. Louis Cardinals logo on it.
Yeah, that would actually be interesting.
Got to collect them all. That's why I'm a fat kid.
Oh, my God. Nope. This is the high five, the sad face, the happy face, the laughing face, the knuckles, the hearts. This is full-on emojis, man.
That's got to be a limited run.
Hershey's redesigned its chocolate bars with 25 different emojis. Hershey's announced the launch to social media by... Oh, okay. Well, that helps.
By nothing but emojis.
Yeah.
Tidal wave. Cyclone, bird.
They'll be available this summer.
Oh, can't wait. $42 a piece.
1.55 ounce bar is 99 cents.
Mmm. That sounds expensive.
Well, there's no end date, Rody.
It's going to make the chocolate taste so much better.
It is. Tisk, tisk, sir. Tisk, tisk. Oh, there was another rant on here that we've already skipped over. Rants, though, but Tiger's getting sued because a drunk driver killed himself and Tiger owned the bar.
Makes sense.
So tired of that shit.
Go after the person that has the most money.
So, no, I just...
Tiger is exactly where he should be. He's an asshole. He is intimately involved in this bar. He has hired and fired everybody in that bar. So, therefore, it's his fault.
Okay. That's suing bartenders because you got drunk and crashed?
Well, like the parents were like, you should have known that he had a problem. You should have known that he had a problem. Fuck you.
We're such a blame everybody else society. Ugh. I'm fat. Well, we're going to tax your sodas so you don't buy them anymore.
How can you do that? That's imagist.
What?
Imagist?
Sounds like Imogen Heap.
What you say?
Does the beat drop, Jason?
It doesn't. That's spoiler alert. Ever. It doesn't. No, never. I can't. I can't get behind it. I cannot get behind it. A bartender should never be sued because you got drunk and drove a car.
Wait, yeah. I thought the bartender was the one that got drunk and then killed somebody.
No. Oh, well, he did work there, but after he got off work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that's, you're right. You're
that
right.
That is terrible.
But you should know that he has a problem. I'm like, nope. You should know that they've been overserved. I'm like, nope. And what's going to happen eventually, hasn't happened yet, but if eventually it's going to get to where when you go to a place, it's going to be a 2 or 3 drink.
Minimum?
Yep. Mm. Or maximum? That's it. It's like.
No, I liked what I said.
Minimum. And what sucks is like, I've known bartenders that cut people off and then they get in tear you up.
Altercation, yeah.
And then the manager has to come out there, and then the manager doesn't have your back. The manager's like, well, I don't know why that bartender did that, sir. I will get that chick straightened out right now, and we'll get you another drink. It's like, that dude's drunk. Don't care. Long hair, don't care. Long hair, don't care.
Mm.
Anyways. That just leaves a bad taste in my mouth I would never sue somebody because I made a bad decision. I'd never wreck a golf cart and sue somebody.
Right, but that's like, say Pudge's Pizza over at Texas Live serves alcohol and a bartender gets super drunk on his shift and then drives home and then kills somebody, and then they're like, oh, well, Pudge's name is on this sign, so I'm gonna sue Pudge.
Yep. It's his fault.
It's his fault.
Pudge should have been here to stop me from getting drunk. Folks, don't drink.
That's what the Pudge cutout is over there. It's like, stop at 2 drinks, please. You must be this tall to get into this room.
Makes sense. I prefer those rules. I don't know why you would ever blame anybody for anybody else's bullshit. Fuck it. Chris, I did watch the It trailer, and it was mind-blowing. I loved it. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Scared the shit out of me.
That may or may not be the next movie that I get to see. Well, no, I'm going to see Spider-Man.
It wasn't that scary. I listened to it on silent.
Do you listen to it on silence?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how you listen to something when it's on silent.
You never tried it?
Subtitles, but that's not really listening. That's reading.
That's true. That's why it wasn't very scary.
You watched it on silent. I mean, I understood what you meant.
No, I listened to it on silent.
Okay. I think Rody's got a $1 million idea. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it's beer and cereal. We've talked about this.
Jay is out there making that right now.
Zero IBUs and Lucky Charms.
He is making that happen, which you said Lucky Charms were, and drink this last beer. You were supposed to put those in your thing, man. They're going to be all hot.
That's okay, because I need to clean out my cooler because one of the beers popped.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I would have left those in the fridge, dude. So now we're going to end this night with a Martin House beer, Coconut Cream Pie Stout.
Chris, you want to sip this?
He does. We're going to let Chris review it. And I'm going to do a theme song. Chris's Reviews.
There Coconut Cream Pie Stout. It doesn't have any lactose in it, does it?
Not enough, though.
It does.
Well, I'll drink it anyway.
You are going to shit so much tonight.
That's really good.
Here's some more, Chris. Lactose free now.
I got to go to the bathroom.
God damn it. Mom! I gotta go to the bathroom.
It's actually a lot sweeter than I thought it would be.
It's funny, you went South Park and I went Tommy Boy. I gotta go to the bathroom, damn it.
Sit down.
Not now.
Now let's see what happens when you're driving with the other guy's brake pads. That's very sweet. It's decent.
Definitely get the coconut out of it.
Yep. When I went to Target, I had to choose between that and any other beer, and I chose any other beer.
Fair enough.
Is that weird?
Well, I'm glad I was able to force you to drink it today.
I had to choose between that and any other beer. I chose any other beer.
You should feel special, though. This is Martin House's, I don't know, 36th release.
I've never heard of Martin House.
For the year?
Tell me more about this place. Is their symbol a fucking bird?
Actually, it's a raptor. Really weird.
I just would love to. Ah, fuck you, Martin House. I wish I could get over it. Whatever. Why don't they have 3D beers? Why does Community have a 3D beer?
Gimmicks.
I want somebody in here that works in the industry so we can just be trash in the industry right now. I told Michael, said, hey, if you want to come on, because that's all I want to do right now. Is the beer industry is such a fucking mess right now.
What do you mean? Everyone can sell beer from their establishment. It's fine.
There's a fucking can with 3D glasses. That sums up the beer industry right now. It does. It really does. It's like, oh, hey, I'll take this with the 3D glasses.
I don't care what this tastes like. This has 3D glasses on it.
Martin House. I mean, what is this? What is that, girl? I'm gonna take a picture of that. What is that? It's Chris. Look at this, Chris. What is that?
That's definitely Cody Martin's mom.
I fucking hope so.
Like an old
Because mom. Otherwise it doesn't make sense. It's like, let's put this lady with holding a coconut cream. Well, you don't even know that's a coconut cream pie. It's like it can't be in a can that just says, you know, coconut cream stout. Cool. Drink it. It's got to be so.
But it has sun rays coming off of it. That's how good it is.
That is hilarious, dude. I don't know what a coconut. Is that what one looks like?
Yeah, it's summer-tastic.
Are those like miniature? Because it looks like you just.
Yeah, it's all custard or. What the, meringue?
Yeah, meringue. That's what it's called.
Like I'm more.
Although it does look like it's just a bunch of hairy ball sacks.
Chris, take a
closer look over here. Look at that hairy ball sacks.
It does look like a bunch of hairy ball sacks.
While I'm in the middle of tearing the beer industry down, let's talk about
which is sad,
dogfish head.
Because we're talking about the person that actually made the art, not the actual brewery. Take that.
Well, they approved it and put it on their can.
That's true.
You can't get that off. Wow, this can's pretty cool. I mean, that's like Odysseus. I mean, but even that's kind of fucking ridiculous. But let's talk about Dogfish Head and Adams.
Boston Beer Company.
It's like, why can't I say
what is it?
Samuel Adams, right?
Boston Lager.
Jesus Christ. So now the new trend.
Cold Snap is your favorite beer.
They just started the new trend. Don't say you get been bought out. Just say you're merging.
True.
Nobody can get mad if you're merging.
That's what Disney does.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's what they did with Fox.
And Hulu.
Sam Adams and Dogfish Head. Well, Dogfish Head is already fucking overpriced to death. I can't stand it. It's like they're as bad as Avery.
What do you mean $32 for a six-pack is not reasonable?
Every beer they have, though, is that way. It's like, oh, 90-minute IPA. Well, this one's 30 minutes longer. It's four times the price. I don't even know. I don't even know if those figures are accurate. Their beer is very expensive. All of it, for the most part.
Yes.
Yes. So, but they merge. So, I researched it not enough for this topic. I don't know if you have. Are they still going to be separate brands? Or is it all going to be Sam Adams?
No, I would assume it would be separate brands.
So it's, that's weird. What's the point? So you can get the capital that Sam Adams has?
Distribution, maybe.
Yeah. But they're already I'm feeling like, so Sam Adams obviously has to be bigger than Dogfish Head, right? I can't be underestimating that.
I think they're the largest craft brewery.
Which would make sense. Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, could be wrong. So, but Dogfish Head is already in Texas, and they're everywhere.
I don't know. Michael Harper, please call in right now if you're listening.
Well, I just want him to correct us next week. So, if they...
He'll do it nicely.
Like, what the... No, I don't even be rude as shit. Tell me I'm wrong. Hate you.
Stay tuned for some DLC.
So they're merging, and I'm like, so if you're a smaller company and you don't have high distribution, it makes sense. But if you're already reaching Texas, I don't know, man.
Well, it's like what's Oscar Blues and what's the place out of Florida that
Cigar City?
Yeah, Cigar City.
Yep.
And
yep. Huh. That is weird. So only if we had a beer expert on the show.
That's true.
That's a dirty look to all you
Chris.
Beer experts.
And go.
I don't know.
Explain beer economics.
I don't know why you would. I mean, the only reason I can think of that you would merge is so you could get the capital behind, because Sam Adams obviously has more capital. It's like, oh, now we can make more Dogfish Head. But I'm like,
or more Utopia.
But what sucks for me is I'm more of a like local, like I'm looking at the local figures, and which is wrong. The reason that's wrong is because Texas doesn't operate like the other states do with craft beer, apparently, because it doesn't sell the same way. It doesn't behave the same way. So I'll look around local and see what's still on the shelves, what's lingering. And I'm like, well, that fucking shit ain't selling, when it might be selling out everywhere but here. So my figures and my thought process is probably all wrong. I'm like, oh, well, you know, why are you doing that? I mean, there's, like, I don't think IPAs sell in this city very well, but they're still coming out. Everybody I talk to, every single person, IPAs, they don't really love them, so I don't even fucking know.
I feel like that's an age thing.
Yeah. I mean, even Dirk will drink, Dirk drinks them, but I don't think that's his favorite style.
Yeah, he was super excited about going to the Celestial. When he got there, there was one style. He was like, fuck you for picking this place.
Yeah, see? Yep, he's all about, yeah, I know. And say I wasn't wrong. And if I was wrong, Dirk, I'm sorry. I love you so much.
He's like, there's a Berliner Weiss, there's a hop, dry hopped lager, and there is a stout. The rest are IPAs. I hate you.
Yep. And also, never invite me to hang out anywhere ever again, because I get hurt every time you do. And I mean that.
Well, at least you got hurt before you actually went.
What I need you to do is go all the way around. Invite Rhodey, and then Rhodey invites Caitlin, and then I hear about it nonchalantly.
Wait, why would I invite Caitlin first?
Because if we're going around where I don't hear about it.
That'd be super weird.
I know. It's
keep it like,
we've got to take care of my body, Rhodey.
Are you going to draw a...
I will draw a chart.
A tree, and you diagram a noose at Macaroni Grill if that happens?
A diagram. No. I'm going to draw a diagram of how to let me know when y'all are doing something so I don't get hurt.
Is it a Venn diagram?
Okay, invite Chris, and somehow Chris lets me know through Morse code.
But we know Chris won't go, so.
So I'm saying.
Ah, oh, Jesus. We'll just trick him and say David's going to be there.
Yeah, well, then he might go. Which David?
Lawrence.
Yep, he will go then.
See? If he chuckles, you know that's true.
David or Brian. Yep. Brian's going to be there.
Maybe Scott will get him there. Or well, Dustin.
I thought Chris wanted to come hang out with me and Jesse, but we were at Six Flags, and it was like, I don't think you want to come spend $80 to go to Six Flags.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
To ride the mini mine train.
We rode the regular-ass mine train.
You still fit in that?
It hurts.
I bet it did.
Yeah, I was about to say, that thing always tore me apart.
And we rode, me and Jesse rode the bobsled thing. That was pretty fun.
Joy Scream?
No.
No, the actual.
I wanted to ride the Joy.
Is it still the bobsled?
It's called something else.
They've changed the name like several times.
Yeah.
And it always freaks me out because I just know that one time someone's going to go over the side of that.
What else? It's the Flugenkircher.
Yes.
The Justice League twice. We rode that.
Jeez. Did you ride the Whirly Dirly from Rick and Morty?
That's not out there.
Oh, ooh. Season 4.
Rick and Morty. I'm super pumped.
Hell yeah.
I think that Rhodey and Jay said they don't believe it. I believe it.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I believe it. I'm gonna have their back. I believe it.
I need to believe it.
They should actually post the first episode on Father's Day. That would be great.
It's possible.
June?
Yeah.
That said November.
Yeah, fuck them.
It's like, oh, it's going to be 6 months away.
Well, they did that one April episode. Fools. Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Early.
Was that the Szechuan episode?
Yeah. Szechuan.
Yes, we're going to do 7 more seasons. That's how we're going to get Szechuan sauce, Morty. That was the worst Rick impression.
No, it wasn't too bad.
I need to drink more.
Yes, we do. Anyways, I think that about wraps it up. I feel like the Rick and Morty thing I was hanging on to, but we don't really have much except for I'm pumped about that. And it's weird. It's also like Game of Thrones. When things get popular and you see everybody that's like, I love it. I'm like, do you? Because when Jay first told me about Rick and Morty, I was like, that's fucking dumb. And then I watched the first 2 episodes. And after Mr. Meeseeks is when I was like, I'm hooked.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was season, they were already done with 1, 2, and 3 maybe. Right? Or is this 4 coming?
This is 4 coming.
So they already done with 1 and 2. So I didn't catch on until 3 premiered pretty much.
Anatomy of Park was pretty good.
Yeah. But all these motherfuckers out here. And Game of Thrones, I know for a fact that the 3 of us in this room have been watching since at least season 2. I know I've been watching since season fucking 1. And then I skipped the next 3. Kaylin watched them without me because I said this show's dumb and I'm never watching it again.
I mean, you're still watching the Mayans, so.
No. I haven't watched episode 1 of that shit. But it's just so weird, man. Like, it's so weird. And then you see people on your Facebook page that are like, oh, I love Game of Thrones. I'm like, do you?
Or I love the New England Patriots.
Do you? Yeah, take... Well, that shot's fired. I know who that's fired at.
Take that! Motherfucker. Hope you had a good Mother's Day.
These people like Matt Swansea. Oh, I love the Cleveland Browns. Oh, do you, Matt? No, it's the... You just got Odell. He was so pissed.
Why don't you go repair another guitar?
He was so pissed because I know he did it last year. I like Swansea, and I know he liked the Browns last year. And then when they got Odell, everybody's like, oh, you Odell riding motherfucker. The poor guy. He's like, no.
Just can't win.
I liked them last year when they sucked. I was like, nope, you're a bandwagoner.
Have they ever not sucked?
Good point.
In the 80s.
Good point.
Nice.
Anyways. But yeah, no, we got big things coming next week. What are they? Don't ask. Follow us on Instagram because we just posted a hilarious video. It's about gimmicks, beer. It's all beer stuff. Casual Lit. It's a Casual Lit show. Let's find out. Instagram.
Hey, can we get an update on when
Casual Lit show?
The Wicker Basket opens
tomorrow.
The brewery.
Well, that's up to the dude that hosts Casually Late. If he will tell us when Michael Harper's brewery opens, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be amazing.
Or you could go listen to the, what's that other show called Chris used to work for?
Good Brew Guide.
They just did an interview with the Wicker people, not us.
What?
Michael didn't invite us to do that.
Interesting.
So, do you have a Tupac gun sound? Shots fired.
Yeah, you'd think we would have gotten an exclusive interview, but since we know the head brewer, maybe we can get the chef on. What was that guy's name?
I think that Michael thinks we're too nerdy for beer now. I'm like, God damn it. That's why he doesn't want to come on anymore. He's like, I don't know about Game of Thrones or Mortal Kombat.
Once they release the Mortal Kombat movie.
But what did we spend this whole day talking about? 3D beer, Michael. Just for you. We love you so much.
We'll just tell them that we're going to talk about Baylor.
But for real, Michael, you need to start letting everybody know on your Casual Late podcast when you're opening so all five of our listeners will be there.
I can't wait to try that peanut butter stout.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
It's his favorite beer to brew.
Don't know if we're allowed to say that either. I texted him randomly the other day. I was like, could we do an IPA with chamomile? I was like, I want to do allergies with... I'm obsessed with chamomile because when I first... My ears started ringing, chamomile is supposed to calm you down.
Mm-hmm.
And it said it was good for tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got obsessed with it. I was like, I want... My whole Baby Daddy IPA was supposed to be an IPA that would relax you. You get drunk, but relax you.
A session IPA. Cool.
No.
A 3.6% session IPA for Jason.
Rody's been slapping me all day.
Book it, Michael.
Anyways, no. We love you. Love you, Michael. Don't forget to shoot us the opening, and we will see y'all next week.
Sorry, we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Too old.
The show is over.